armor companies, we believe, do not want the price hike themselves, but feel pressed into it by what the Chileans and the Zambians have done by hiking the price of 36 to 38 cents. They gain, we don't think they gain that much from their price hike. They've got real substitutability problems. Our weapons, which, depending how they were used, could be used for or against the Copper People and for or against Frey, or the Frey has pending an $80 million aid program loan. There are pending before the, they're also pending here in the U.S. government investment guarantees of $80 million for Kennecott loan to Chile and $135 million to new Anacondia investment. Both for expansion programs and copper mines in Chile. Third, there are export-import bank applications for $135 million of loans to companies operating in Chile. Fourth, we have a 700,000-ton U.S. stockpile, which while subject to congressional authorization, we could announce that we were going to dispose of the entire stockpile in the U.S. market due to the pressures on copper and get legislation immediately when Congress returns to develop the plan now. Fifth, we can have government programs to substitute aluminum for copper. Sixth, there's a tariff on copper of 1.7% on copper coming into this country. Seventh, we could try and put some export controls on copper in view of the shortage. Among carrots available for Frey are that if the price were rolled back, all he gains from the 2 cent price increase is $8 million a year to the Chilean government. We'd let him know that we were willing to sympathetically consider an increase in his aid loan or some way of substituting the $8 million. We could also indicate political support on other practical issues and also a personal appeal pray from you, which Senator Mansfield told me you had indicated to him you were willing to do.
I'm willing to do all those things, and I think it's relatively easy. They're shoving me on the Chile thing now. What I would do is have whoever the proper person is, I guess Tom Mann in the state, to tell Ralph Dungan to tell him that if he'll drop that price where it was before we raised it 2 cents, that we'll try to make it up some other way, either by increasing the amount of his loan or whatever they think they can work out that would be helpful, and we'll try to go on and get it out. Otherwise, it's going to get hung on the log for a while because we can't have our whole price stability affected by this one thing. And then I'd prepare an order that ask all of our procurement people to eliminate wherever they can copper from all their specifications. And where it can't be eliminated, try to find something to substitute for it. And then I'd tell the copper people that we were going to ask for dispose of the stockpile. And I would revise that stockpile right away and drop the... You cut it in half without any trouble, can't you?
No, Mr. President. There are, roughly speaking, 740,000 tons in the stockpile, 700,000 of which are in the strategic stockpile, and these can only be... we can only get our hands on them by action by the Congress or by you declaring national emergency.
I know that, but I'm saying from a practical standpoint, you can almost eliminate your stockpile, can't you?
Mr. President, we don't need the stockpile for military reasons.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Therefore, we want to say publicly that we don't need it, and we're getting ready to dispose of it, and we're going to request congressional authority. And from the leaders of Congress, we have an indication we can even achieve it. But...
Have you talked to any of the leaders?
No, this is what we would work on, and we think we can do it. But this is not going to have a...
They want it. They want it released.
They want it. That's right.
I've been releasing it right on down until we've used it already.
Right. The problem here is we've got to get some leverage done on Frey. So a cable was sent out tonight to Duncan to outline this problem and outline the pressures we think we can bring to bear and ask for this approach.
good. That's what I'd do. And then I'd get up that program, 8 or 10 things, though, that we're going to go right on through with until we get the job done. Now, what about this little steel company that raised prices today?
Mr. President, we're trying to find out exactly what company it was. I talked to Joe Layton, and I'm talking to Gardner, and we still haven't found out, but we'll know.
Why didn't Joe Layton ask the person that made the query? Tell him to find out. Just go call up the reporter and say, what company, what's the name of the company, and give it to him. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Did you get that?
Yes, I did, Mr. President.
Any other thing?
No, that's it. I think the easiest thing is let Barnes come here and then send him over to see Bob.
What I'd do is just get in there and just say, send a man steal to ask you to come here because I coordinated, and man, you ought to see is McNamara and Ackley. Let him see McNamara, and then Ackley tell him how terrible it is from the economic standpoint.
All right, fine. I've got one other thing to get me into judgment tonight, Mr.
Oh, don't do that. I have meat.
Evans was in today to talk about Vietnam. Said he's writing a hell of a plan on the aluminum situation. They said there wasn't any excuse for it. And I outlined what happened. He said, well, too late to talk to press, but I don't know what's coming up.
Well, I hope you quit seeing him. I think it, every time, a whole lot rather you go out to Arizona to mess with him. See Goldwater than see Roland Evans, because he does that every time we see him.
I had lunch with Senator Symington one day this week just to talk about this, and I might mention, I don't know what he's going to write, but he saw us walking down the street together with Symington walking for cab, but in Evans. Well, too late, trying to press
Well, if he got untruthful statements, Bob, you ought to tell the Post that. I just say now, we don't want to point out the inaccuracies, we don't want to be grappers, but Evans does it about 4 times a week, 4 out of 7. And I wish our people would really quit seeing him. I honestly think it. I told Joe this morning that I'd a whole lot rather have spent some time with Dick Nixon and Barry Goldwater and sit down with Roland Evans and let him milk him. Because then it says White House aides inform you. And he doesn't have to have much truth to just if he can just see you. It's kind of like Teddy White. He just spent 10 minutes with Jack Valenti and he wrote a whole book about the campaign and said he got all of his cooperation from White House aides.
I also think...
Well, there are 3 or 4 of those guys like Kraft and Evans and Bartlett that I just wish you all wouldn't let them in your office unless you want to play with my saboteur.
Also, unfortunately, I just got NCWC straight to have this afternoon. Shirley was over to see me or this morning, but then Evans and Novak have got a column on it, which quite clearly came out of the government during the whole damn thing.
What is NCWC?
The Catholic Welfare Conference, Mr. President, there where that.
How do you know? Where is the column?
It's in this morning's Post.
Oh, yeah.
But they're so fractionated over there. They've got so damn many different opinions on what the birth control is, and they've got such a terrific fight going on in the Catholic Church. It's like the Army and the Navy and the Air Force when Barstool was over there. They have no control over their people.
Well, I think what we ought to do on 3 or 4 of these little cliques, you just ought to eliminate them from any conversation. We ought to be busy with government business instead of letting them have appointments with us. I've told you the 4, and I just wish you'd see it everybody. Just pays no attention to them when they call. Just don't take your call. Just be busy. Okay, well, let me know anything you want me to do.
Yes, I got everything I've done you asked me today, Mr. President.
Okay.
Except on the Saxon, he's out of the country until December 2nd.
Okay. All right. You might get around from him and see what Fowler says about it.